Chapter 15. Verse 3. And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? Verse 4. For God said, Honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Verse 5. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God. Verse 6. He is not to honor his father with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. Verse 7. You hypocrites! Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. Verse 8. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Verse 9. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. Listen and understand. Verse 11. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that is what makes him unclean. Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Verse 14. Leave them. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit. Are you still so dull? Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? Verse 18. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. Verse 19. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. Verse 20. These are what make a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. Verse 34. How many loaves do you have?